get to Dr. Heller.
Whom, sir?
Dr. Walter Heller, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors.
Dr. Heller?
Right.
Thank you. There you are.
Walter?
Yeah, Mr. President.
I see you want to talk to me about something. You want to do it? I'm not going to be in the office. I'm going to be leaving, and I thought I'd better do it on the phone.
Well, fine. Just a couple of things that they're likely to throw me something on monetary policy. They may not, but, you know, one has to be prepared for eventualities, and they may say, well, now you've had a policy of keeping interest rates high in the short end to keep that outflow from occurring, and keep them low in the long range for domestic expansion. Is that still the policy of this government or something like that? My inclination would be to say, yes, of course, subject only to the possibilities that might develop of the economy sometime in the next year or two getting overheated or something like that.
Fine. That's fine. Go ahead. Now, what's next?
Okay. Fine. Now, on the balance of payments policy, they may, especially with Ed Dale of the New York Times on this panel, they may try to burrow in and ask what we're doing over there in the group of 10 on international financial arrangements. Again, there my inclination is to say, well, we've indicated that we want to have other countries share with us some of the burdens of providing the world's liquidity and the key currency responsibility. But beyond that, the U.S., it's too early to have a U.S. position.
All right, that's good. Go ahead.
Okay. Third, I had some indication that one of them might ask, well, now President Johnson is for the tax cut, but is that just because he thinks it's, you know how nasty they can be, just because he thinks it's a good thing to prevent a recession between now and the election, or is that part of a fiscal policy designed to, in an active way, to make full use of the economy's potential and to compensate for gaps in the private economy?
I'd say the latter.
Okay. Fine. Those are the three things that
I'd say he's been forward since the day it was first announced. He participated in the formulation of the bill, and he sat
right
in on all the meetings, and he's made speeches all over the country about it, perhaps more than anybody in the administration. He's no Johnny-come-lately to it. Now, why is he cutting these expenses? He's cutting the waste and the things that he need not to in order he has some money to do the things that he does need to do. And
right,
he may take out an antiquated installation where they're teaching somebody to fly a plane that'll never be flown, that we'll need a missile instead in order to help Grandma or somebody in West Virginia, Tennessee that's not eating now.
Right.
It's between an installation and Grandma eats for Grandma.
Yeah, that's very good. And, of course, that follows the theme on that Today Show also, which used that kind of an illustration.
Well, if I never agreed that you had to prove you're liberal by showing how much money you could throw away. I have always supported WPA and PWA and river development and resource development and full utilization and public housing. Everything else.
Right.
I never supported corruption in any of those things. I never supported waste in any of them, and I never supported throwing away common sense and operating them. I believe in, I'm a kind of a heretic as liberal.
Well, and of course, you know, Paul Douglas has done a lot of work to make economy and government respectable. And
I just point out, Harold Hicks and Paul Douglas are some of the greatest liberals we got. That's why they don't believe in throwing money away.
Yeah, right.
You don't know whether either one would like to be compared to the other or not, but it's a strange pattern in that regard as far as you're concerned. This is no Johnny come lately. I, on the Naval Affairs Committee in 1938, I was running an investigation pointing up waste in the Navy. In 1948, I was pointed up in the Senate as head of the Preparedness Committee. And I've done this stuff for 12, 15 years in the Senate.
Right.
I've had 25 years pointing up waste, and that's all I'm doing in the federal government. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to have a National Science Foundation. That doesn't mean we're not going to have an Appalachian program. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to have a better program for the Peace Corps. What it does mean is we're going to have less money wasted and more money available for those things because of the stopping the waste.
Right. Well, that's exactly something I want to stress. And
maybe a lot of thirsty people want water, but that doesn't mean that you ought to turn on the hydrant and let the tank all run dry before you put a bucket under it. What we're doing is we're gonna put a bucket under it and save all we can.
Right. Can I throw in this connection, of course, there's an awful lot, and especially because of Galbraith's speech, which, by the way, I asked him to send you a copy of. He said he would today.
Very interested in it.
Does that, if they ask about poverty, I think that one can say that we are working on such a program. Now, the question is...
Mr. Galbraith's speech with a great deal of interest, and I've already asked him to send me a copy of it and expect to be talking to him about the next few days. I'm very interested in that program, and I believe in a government for the people.
Right.
PWPUL.
Right.